Message number 25. The warning to mankind to understand the truth. Tuesday, December 7, 2010 at 03:15. Yes, my beloved daughter, I am back. Write this. You, my daughter, having turned your back on me by denying the truth, will now help me lead my people back to the light of the truth. No man will be denied the chance by me to see the truth of God. They will be shown mercy by the gift of proof to be given to them that I exist. They will be given this gift when during the warning they will finally know the truth. Sadly, not all will turn even at that stage towards me or my Father's eternal kingdom. My daughter, I have not communicated with you for a number of days. This was deliberate. The time afforded you was to allow you to digest carefully the content of my messages. You will know by now that these messages come from me and they all deal with very important issues. I think you can now discern the truth of my teachings from that of your imagination. My daughter, you can see now the hurt and despair I feel when you witness almost daily the frustration that I and my eternal Father feel at the attitudes of this sad, empty and disbelieving world. Not only do the disbelievers cause you pain, but through the gifts and graces that I have given you, you also see the confusion that exists even in the minds of my followers. They too are not easily convinced by the truth when it is given to them as a gift of love from me through my prophets. What a long winding road this is for my children when striving towards the truth and the promises that I have given them. Looking at my children every day in person, on the street, on TV, in the media and amongst your neighbor, you see them through my eyes now. What do you see? Total oblivion to the spiritual world and a lack of real purpose in their lives, a sense of hopelessness despite the attractions of worldly pursuits. My children do not realize it now, but they are going through a cleansing. This purification, where they are experiencing an acute sense of emptiness due to lack of material goods, has been allowed by me. Yet it has all been caused by the greed of mankind. By allowing people the right to their own free will, then they, the evil perpetrators of the collapse of the banking system worldwide, will continue with their cunning deceit. I have allowed my people, the innocent victims, to undergo this cleansing. It is very important that they do, because the hardships that they endure will help cleanse their souls. Very soon, as material goods become less and harder to attain, they will see life in a deeper way. Simplicity will help open their eyes to the truth of what is really important. Without this purification, when my children are permitted to suffer for the sake of their souls, they cannot and will not become closer to my heart. Stripped bare of the material goods for which they held such an idolatry obsession in the past, they will turn back to the truth. With clarity, they will see the love in each other's souls. So too will they very quickly see the evil and all its ugly glory in those who follow the lure of self-obsession and greed. They will now view these people who are given credence in the media as being those one should look up to and admire in the same way in which I view them. That is with utter despair and sadness. Go now, my daughter, and understand your task with clear eyes. You now know the truth. You no longer doubt. Spread the truth of salvation as soon as possible to afford people the chance of redemption before the great warning. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.